美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目高中生活单元的初级课程。Heather 和 Jeremy 是高中同学，两个人一起上数学课，在上课前的几分钟，他们聊了起来。
That's right, Winnie. Say, what do students in my class talk about before I arrive?
哎呦，我们都在聊您有多好啊。当然了，如果您不给我们留作业，那就更好了。
Really? Well, it's better to be feared than loved.
Hi, Heather. Did you have a nice weekend?
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, I had a really great weekend. How was your weekend?
It was great.I got to have fun on Saturday and Sunday because we didn't have any homework.
Yes, we did. We had to read our math book and do some math problems. Did you forget?
Oh, no. I forgot to do the homework. I hope there isn't a pop quiz.
Jeremy 和 Heather 谈到刚刚过去的周末。Jeremy 说他周末玩得很痛快，因为学校没留作业。可其实并不是这样，是他忘记作业了。
That's right, Winnie.And what was the homework?
Heather 提醒说，作业是看 math textbook, 数学书，然后呢 do some problems, 做一些练习题。哎，对了 Professor, Jeremy 说希望今天没有 pop quiz, 这是什么啊？
A pop quiz is a quiz that the teacher did not tell you about beforehand.
哦， pop quiz 就是随堂测验，也就是事先没有通知学生突然进行的小测验。 Jeremy 没看书也没做题，要是有 pop quiz 啊，他就惨了。
You didn't do the homework? Yeah, you will definitely fail if there is a pop quiz.
I know. How much time do I have to cram?
Well, class starts in 5 minutes. I don't think that's enough time.
You're right. Can I just copy your answers?
Heather 也说，如果老师给他们 pop quiz, Jeremy 一定会 fail,不及格的。
That's right. So what does Jeremy ask Heather?
Jeremy 问他还有多长时间才上课，这样啊，他就可以 cram, 突击准备一下。
Correct. Cramming is studying a lot of information in a short period of time. For example, it's best to start studying for the test early so that you don't have to cram the night before.
没错，可惜啊，还有五分钟就要上课了， cramming 也来不及了。所以 Jeremy 就想出最后一招 ,copy Heather's answers, 抄 Heather 的作业。
You want me to give you the answers? I think that's cheating.
Cheating? Of course not. Just pretend you're my tutor.
I don't know, Jeremy. I worked hard to do these problems. Why should I just give you the answers?
Because if you do, I will invite you to my party this weekend.
Heather 不愿意让 Jeremy 抄自己的答案，他说啊，这是 cheating, 作弊。
That's right, Winnie. What does Jeremy say?
Jeremy 说 Heather 应该把自己当成他的 tutor, 家庭教师，这样给他抄答案就理所当然了。哎，对了 Professor Bowman, tutor 这个词可以当动词吗？
Yes. For example, if you aren't good at math, you should find someone to tutor you in math.
啊，我明白了。Tutor 当动词呢，就是给别人辅导的意思。Jeremy 想要贿赂 Heather， 就说如果 Heather 让他抄作业，他就要请 Heather 参加周末的派对。
Really? You will invite me to your party this weekend?
Yes. All the coolest people come to my parties.
I know. They sound like a lot of fun.
So, will you help me?
Well, okay.But change one or two of the answers so we don't turn in the same homework.
Great.
啊 ，Heather 竟然将就投降了。为了能够参加这个酷酷的派对，她竟然牺牲了原则呢。
That's right. But what does she tell Jeremy he has to do?
她说啊 ，Jeremy 得要把一两道题的答案改一下，以免两个人交上去是一模一样的作业，被老师发现是抄的。看不出来，这 Heather 还这么狡猾啊。哎，希望 Jeremy 的派对别让 Heather 失望，要不然他的牺牲可就白费喽。
Let's listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。